Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Everything is Trump Musk today. I'm even getting texts from people about it, like, oh, I can't wait to listen because they're so engaged in the Trump Musk battle. We are talking about it, of course. We've been talking about the first hour. The YouTube live chat poll today is, again, yesterday's was too, but today's is more specifically to, should we be taking sides? That's the question. Should conservatives take sides in Musk versus Trump? Yes, balance the budget. Yes, pass the president's agenda. That's kind of Musk versus Trump. Or no. And a lot of you are saying no. I thought no might actually win this poll, but I haven't peeked at the results yet. So let us know what you think about that topic. That's today's YouTube live chat poll. Taking a little bit of a break from that topic, though, I want to read a story to you, and I'm going to read it in a little bit reverse order, because here's the thing about entertainment. You can't just come right out and give the lead. Okay, we're in news. That's exactly what you're supposed to. But I'm not going to do it that way this time. You're supposed to read the headline and then, okay, now here's the details. Well, I'm going to do it in reverse. I'm going to kind of walk you through this story and then get to why it's so important. This comes from Yahoo News. There's a news story, and you may have seen it. It's about a woman named Marlene Ames, who worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services for more than 20 years. The Supreme Court has had to weigh in on a case regarding Marlene Ames and workplace discrimination. And the way that the court did it, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0. You rarely see that, especially in cases like this that seem kind of divisive. I think everybody was surprised that they ruled 9-0 in favor of Marlene Ames, who worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services. And so it wasn't that all of them agreed on all the details. So each of them, you would issue individual opinions. Justice Clarence Thomas noted in a separate opinion that some of the country's largest and most prestigious employers have overtly discriminated against those they deem members of so-called majority groups. Do you see where this is headed yet? Thomas, joined by Justice Neil Gorsuch, cited a brief filed by America First Legal, a conservative group founded by Trump aide Stephen Miller, to assert that American employers have long been obsessed with diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Think about your job. Has this come up at your job? I can almost guarantee that it has in your employment. You've had to do something regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion at your job. Initiatives and affirmative action plans. 2 years ago, here's a little bit of background for you. 2 years ago, the court's conservative majority outlawed consideration of race in university admissions. Since taking office in January, been kind of a tide change here, President Donald Trump has ordered an end to DEI policies in federal government and has sought to end government support for DEI programs elsewhere. Some of the new administration's anti-DEI initiatives have been temporarily blocked in federal court. You know about that. We've been reporting on it. Federal agencies, though, have moved quickly to implement Trump's vision and shift priorities to reflect that mission. including rooting out discrimination against members of, yes, not just minority groups, but majority groups. The head, and this is new, the head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, who is now a Trump appointee, is responsible for enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws. But they, at this agency now under Trump, have pivoted the agency to focus on eliminating all forms of race discrimination, including those stemming from DEI initiatives. You like that? I love it. At the same time, Acting Chair Andrea Lucas has moved to deprioritize cases involving discrimination against transgender workers, saying she rejects the idea that civil rights exist solely to remedy harms against certain groups. So instead of having protected class groups, they're kind of equally applying these laws to everyone and not saying any one group is more important than another. Now, back to this case. This is why I wanted to unfold it this way. So Ketanji Brown Jackson or Sotomayor, one of those two, are the far leftist jurors on the Supreme Court. Kagan is there too, but she seems like she kind of respects the law in ways that Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson do not. They just kind of find the leftist way and they just jump right in the water. Well, Ketanji Brown Jackson, even on this one, her opinion doesn't mention DEI directly, but she does focus on Ames' contention that she was, and here's the specifics of the case, Ames was passed over for promotion and then demoted because she's straight, because she's heterosexual. Both the job she sought and the one she held were given to LGBTQ people. And this is an angle in which we do not discuss very often, but we really should. DEI actually can create discrimination. And Trump and his Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, and this Supreme Court case in particular, which is unrelated to the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, are remedying that. It's very interesting to watch this happen. Because even when the liberal justices side with you, you go, okay, well then this is real. This isn't just a conservative push here. This is really happening and is being addressed. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 bars sex discrimination in the workplace. So you can't discriminate against somebody for being straight. A trial court and the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Ames, but then she took the appeal to the Supreme Court, where she won 9-0. Now, if you're saying, Ryan, what does that mean in a broader sense? Well, I think you kind of got the idea, but we also now have a new precedent that has been set at the Supreme Court, and this is where the article actually starts. That's why I did it in reverse. A unanimous Supreme Court made it easier now Thursday to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination, siding with an Ohio woman who claims she didn't get a job and then was demoted because she's straight. The judge's decision affects lawsuits in 20 states and the District of Columbia, where until now courts had set a higher bar when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Did you catch that? Even Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote for the court that federal civil rights law draws no distinction between members of majority and minority groups. Until now, here's what this ruling did. It made it easier for people to have actual equality. That's a beautiful thing, because up until now, if you were part of a certain group, a certain protected group, and that would depend on what the case was, but you know what they would be, you actually got preferential treatment from courts under the 1964 Civil Rights Act because you were easier to discriminate against. Well, the Supreme Court just ruled 9-0 that's all gone, that everybody needs to be treated equally no matter what their sexual orientation, no matter what their gender, and no matter what their race. And that is great news, and it's happening without us really noticing. Really quickly, before we get to the end of this segment, I want to transition to a related story. Trump and the judges. Trump nominated a whole lot of judges in his first term. At this point in his first term, he had already nominated Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, and he had already been confirmed. And a federal judge was already in the pipeline for a May approval, so he was moving fast. I think he ended up passing, let's see here, I wrote it down somewhere, 234 federal judges were confirmed under the first Trump administration. Now, I had to look up, and I can't believe it. It's almost as if they tried to do this on purpose. Did Joe Biden pass more federal judges or less than Donald Trump did? Now, remember, Donald Trump moved at a very fast pace in his first term. 234 federal judges. Joe Biden appointed 235. That had to be intentional, right? So it was one more. So he moved even faster than Trump did. So you'd think now with the Senate and with Trump in charge that he would be focusing on this again, but he actually hasn't nominated anybody yet. The Senate has been pretty tied up, but that has changed. During the last week or so, like since I've been gone, Trump made his first judicial nomination of his second term, naming Whitey Hermendorfer as his pick. That sounds like an old baseball coach, Ethan. Whitey Hermendorfer from the Blue Jays. The lawyer served under Tennessee's Republican Attorney General. So the reason this is significant is because Trump is now focusing on judges again. And I've been kind of wringing my hands going, they need to get on this. If they want to start passing judges again, they need to do it. The problem is that there are only 46 judicial vacancies to fill because Biden moved so fast that the vacancies just have not piled up as much as they were at the beginning of Trump's first term. If you recall, Mitch McConnell, to his great credit, stalled a lot of Obama's appointees in the hopes that they would get a Republican president in 2016, and they did. And so they passed a lot of judges. But Trump 2.0 is having a slower start here, according to Axios. There are only 46 judicial vacancies to fill compared to more than 100 at the start of his first term. So we are just getting started looking at all these things. Thought that was a good story to end on, considering the Supreme Court just had a 9-0 decision that almost nobody heard about. Let us know what you think again about the YouTube live chat poll. Should conservatives take sides in Musk versus Trump? We are keeping track of your comments as we go throughout the day today. It was wild yesterday, just briefly before we take a break. We had asked the question, who are you siding with, Musk and Trump, yesterday? Well, by the end of the show, that question had taken on completely different meaning because Musk had started at about 2:30 in our time, tweeting out all the stuff about the Epstein files. And he even made a claim that Trump's tariffs are going to cause a massive recession in the second half of this year. I mean, he was like gloves off. And Reardon came in at the end of our show and was like, dudes, are you guys watching this? And in the middle of the show, we got screens up all over the place. We're watching everything. We got multiple TV screens just so we're not missing anything. But I didn't have Elon Musk's Twitter open. So
that's
no,
that's where you went wrong.
I didn't know that that had happened at about 2:30 yesterday. And Reardon's like, here we go. And I'm like, all right, I'm tuning in. And that's how I found out just about with everybody else. So that was yesterday's question. It's kind of today's too, but it's really asking, should conservatives take a side in Musk versus Trump? And everything's a little bit different today than it was yesterday. So let us know what you think. What did I miss coming up next? And then we got, like I said before, a really fun supernatural story, I guess. I think it's fun. I like talking about that stuff. That's coming up at 2 o'clock, too. Stick around. What did I miss? Coming up next.
Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Homemade and brought to school. We determined a while back that Johnny Cash would be considered outlaw country. What is this?
I don't know. That's a Drew question. He did the music today. Normally, that's my role, and that's something I take great pride in. I can't decide if Drew takes great pride in it or if he doesn't care at all.
Drew, if you have any opinion, feel free to chime in on what genre of music Chug-a-Lug is. Is this just old country?
I would guess so. We know that Annie is a fan of old country.
I like old country, too.
What Annie will do is she will send me music, like new music to put in her giant folder that she has. She'll send me pictures of stuff either driving in on the way to work or driving home from work, and she'll send me pictures of her Sirius XM or whatever it is. And this was one of the ones that she sent me recently. So I think, and you know, normally I can tell when listening to it if she's thinking this would be a good one for Wiggins America. And I think that one was originally intended for Wiggins America.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I guess it's time to get to What Did I Miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
Now, a lot of times this segment is just catching up on things that we had from the week that we didn't quite get to, but I was gone Monday through Wednesday, so some of this stuff I didn't even know existed.
Thank God, because if you would have been here, you definitely would have known more about it than me. The odds that you still know more about all of them than me are still pretty good.
I'm always usually plugged in. I try to unplug on vacation, but the Musk and Trump thing, man, Wednesday,
it's just so
I was
big.
Like,
some things are just so big that it's you just
it breaks
can't,
through.
You can't miss them. So one of the things that has been pretty big as of late, right, is all of this information coming out about Joe Biden, the cognitive decline that he experienced during his final, final months, because it became extremely obvious where the media was really hitting hard
debate.
On it after the debate, yes, but we know there was examples of it and plenty of it prior to then. So now you've got Jake Tapper coming out with his book, and then yesterday we talked about Corinne Jean-Pierre and her releasing a book now. So Joe Concha, friend of the show, had some comments discussing the cover-up on it, and that's what we're going to start off with here.
Every time any Democrat, especially in this case a former president from the 90s, has to go on national television to deny that they knew anything about Joe Biden's brain turning to applesauce while he was president, that's another bad news cycle for the party, with many bad news cycles that have been happening over the last few weeks. I mean, this is a story that is not going away anytime today, tomorrow, next month, even next year. This was an attempted cover-up, a bad one at that, and apparently it included Reportedly, the chief of staff of the first lady in Jill Biden running the country, controlling that infamous auto pen. So when Democrats say, yeah, trust us, we're the party that can save democracy, they literally engaged in the most anti-democracy behavior we have ever seen as a country. And with unelected officials, no one's almost ever heard of making major decisions that impact the lives of every American. This will not be forgotten anytime soon. We need hearings. We need answers.
Yeah, this story is not going away. He's right. I played some Corinne Jean-Pierre clips yesterday in hosting of her talking about her book. And, oh, you know, I'm independent now. I'm not even a Democrat. It's been like 3 months and she's already left the Democrat Party so that she could, I guess, put out this tell-all book. It's so weird. It's so gross to watch these people come out. I mean, Jake Tapper is in one category. He's media. He should have been digging into this. He kind of mildly was scraping the surface on it because you can find clips out there. You can of him asking, is Joe Biden, right. You know, is he all together? They do exist. It's just that they were so few and far between that they weren't pushing that at all. And that's what you do as a journalist. You find out what's really going on here. Well, they don't care when it's a Democrat. But now with Corinne Jean-Pierre coming out with that book doesn't come out until October. So we're going to be talking about this all year. And then in October, once it actually comes out, you know, then you'll have all the different quotes from it. And it'll be, if there's scandal in it, it'll be then. So not only leading up to it, but in October, we're going to be still be talking about this subject. Trump, but the legal ramifications of a president who wasn't running anything could be huge, though.
I think it's the biggest scandal maybe in the last 100 years in this country. So when I hear that word, I think it has to be discussed because the fake news will try and, you know, hide it. And we can't do that.
Messy. Messy is the word. And I think it's interesting, too. You know, it feels like there's a lot of putting off going on right now in the Democratic
Party.
Wasn't me. Yeah, that's what it feels like right now. And honestly, for Democrats, everything that's going on right now with Trump and Elon is probably perfect for them because this had kind of been at the peak as far as attention right now, especially with, if you could argue that things were slowing down to a certain extent a little bit compared to the first 140 days, right?
Yeah.
This had kind of been the big thing. Now you have this whole debacle with Trump and Elon. Democrats, I have to imagine right now, are probably saying, whew, okay, like we have a breather. At least we have to figure out the way to counter this.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So the next one, you know who someone else I've grown to really enjoy listening to at CNN is Harry Enten and some of the different polls that he's
like
finding
him.
Out. It's not just what he is saying. He's creative and he adds a little, mixes a little bit of humor in with it, which I enjoy. But also, it's the way in which the people that are hosting on CNN have to respond and having to see their faces.
They're standing next to his big screen.
Sharing these things about how well Republicans are doing or really how poorly the Democratic Party is doing. And he had a very interesting, a couple of interesting polls that he released here on the Democratic Party, right? Traditionally, right, being the party that represented the middle class, no longer the case.
Which is the party of the middle class has been a huge advantage for Democrats. I have polling from NBC going all the way back since 1989 when Democrats had a 23-point advantage. 2016, a 17-point advantage. But by this decade, we already started seeing declines back in 2022 where you saw that Democrats led, but only by 4 points, well within the margin of error. And now in our latest CNN poll among registered voters, which is the party of the middle class? It is tied. This, I think, speaks to Democratic ills more than anything else. They have traditionally been the party of the middle class. No more. Donald Trump and the Republican Party have taken that mantle away, and now a key advantage for Democrats historically has gone adios, amigos, and now there is no party that is the party of the middle class. Republicans have completely closed the gap, Kate.
That's from this week?
From Tuesday. It may have been Monday. It was early in the
week. Yeah, no, but I've heard him say similar things before. That's why I didn't know if that was a newer clip. Here's what I like about Harry Enten. That dude just loves numbers.
Yeah.
I also love numbers. Like on my weekend show, a lot of times I'll give lots of polls, you know, when we're closer to elections, especially. And just, I'm just excited about sharing with you the data. And sometimes that data is not good for the person I want, but I like to share it because I think it gives you insights into where things are headed. Harry Enten seems like that to me. The thing about him is he'll share a poll like this and say, look, Democrats are no longer the party of working class voters. But then tomorrow, because it's CNN, I think he knows oh, tomorrow I got to do one that's pro-Democrat. So he'll come back with one that's not the opposite of this, mm-hmm. but something that, like, offsets, oh, well, I said bit. That, but now let's look at this thing. Mm-hmm. Historically, Trump is unbelievably unpopular among this group, you know, so he'll give one, and then the other one he'll kind of flip the coin on, because it's CNN.
Yeah, I at least I respect some sort of neutrality in something that you would think you can't skew, which is the numbers, so I'll give them the credit on that. Last week, there was a horrific attack that occurred out west, out in Colorado, I believe it was.
Yeah, Boulder.
In Boulder, where a group of Jewish people were attacked with Molotov cocktails. I think 15 people were injured, and I think a dog was injured.
So this was a planned attack, I assume. This was,
I believe so,
this
yeah.
was this mm-hmm. was a, not just like, we're just going to go somewhere and cause chaos. It was... Let's find Jewish people and hurt them.
Yep.
That's what this was, right?
Yeah.
Because I was out of town. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, this was one of those things that kind of was big, but wasn't at the level of big, right, that, you know, this whole, the Trump-Elon thing is. And honestly, it's getting sad because we've had a couple of these anti-Semitic attacks in recent, the last,
I mean, that's just
couple
pure
of weeks.
Violence.
It is. And here's the thing is it's probably not getting the level of coverage that it deserves. It probably isn't, because it's honestly, with the way that these people were being treated on college campuses and now this, it's starting to become a regular thing, which is really scary. But I give kudos to Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who you know, called some of this out from mainstream media.
There's been three events that have happened that have really shook me up. You know, what happened to Governor Shapiro in Pennsylvania, what happened out in D.C. with a couple of young people who were just employees of the embassy in Washington, and then what happened yesterday in Boulder, and or a couple days ago. And people are afraid to call it what it really is. That gentleman you just had on, he called it anti-Semitism right from the start. And I'm very concerned that our political leaders and other people in the news area don't report it as blatant anti-Semitism. And, you know, we've let this go on, and it's happened at college campuses now for quite a long time. And we need people to speak up and call it for what it is.
I'm glad he's talking about that, because that's very true. That's very, very true. And in a position like he's in, he doesn't have to come out and say anything about that, but he is. I forget about the Josh Shapiro attack.
I don't even know what
so
that
the,
was.
The governor, he's yeah. a Democrat, mm-hmm. governor of Pennsylvania.
They thought he was going to be the VP.
Yeah,
right?
He was yeah. the front runner, you could say. And you never really knew why he chose not to be a part of, or if he didn't choose, if they said you're
sure.
not going to, don't know. A lot of people speculated that it was because he was Jewish and they were trying to win Michigan. There's a lot of Middle Eastern votes in Michigan that they were trying to grab. Nobody ever substantiated that. The most popular theory, and he's never said, the most popular theory is that he actually thought that Kamala was going to lose and didn't want to drag himself down. And that ended up being the right move mm-hmm. if he's looking to run for president in a couple years.
How negatively do people... I mean, I think people already had a view of what Tim Walz was, but boy, oh boy, I mean, it has to be so much worse now after the election, right?
But that attack against Josh Shapiro, you're saying you didn't even know it existed.
Correct.
So it happened, and this is probably a couple months ago now. Not long ago. And it was just some crazy guy, and people were like, well, what's his motive? Because it got, and this is where Robert Kraft is exactly right. The media, as usual, they're like, ooh, is this a right-wing crazy that attacked Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro? When it turned out to be, no, it was a crazy anti-Semite, the story went away. It's gross, but it's true. I mean, that's the environment that we live in.
What did
now.
They, do you know what happened or what? I know I'm asking.
I mean, he
you
was
a
crazy.
Specifics. Like, was it?
He was nuts. I don't know much more than that. Okay. They determined that the cause was that he hated the Jewish governor of.
Oh, that's terrible.
Of Pennsylvania, and it was not because of political party. It was because he was Jewish.
What makes it different than any sort of, like, attack on a culture or racial attack. What makes it different? Is anything?
The answer is nothing. If a certain group is targeted because of who they are, that's a hate crime.
Sure, yeah.
And you can debate whether things should be prosecuted as hate crimes or not, but that's what we call a hate crime, is that you determined, I hate this person so badly, not because of anything they've directly done to me, but just because of who they kind of are and what they represent. That's considered a hate crime because they're part of a group. But for whatever reason, the hate crimes that are being committed, like this one in Boulder, against Jews, just because they're Jews and on college campuses and all this stuff, it kind of just gets the blind eye. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand what I'm saying when I say this. I don't know that everybody listening will agree, but to me, there's a very spiritual component to that.
Mm.
You know, biblically speaking, there's a lot, even in the New Testament, about Jewish people. And I always say, politics is downstream from culture, and that's very common that people say that, but culture is downstream from spirituality, morality. And to me, this falls right into that category. That they're, yeah, it's just like, yeah, we don't like it, but we're not going to report on it. As Robert Kraft is saying with the media, you know, you kind of fall into a certain stream, and to me, it's like there's like spiritual motives to everything, and this would be among the same category.
So I believe also that the man that attacked these people with the Molotov cocktails, I believe was an illegal immigrant, is what they
that's
came
true
down
too.
To.
Yeah, that's right.
So that adds a whole nother perspective of the whole conversation, and now there's been a lot of debate and conversation as to should the entire family be deported, because, you know, there's clearly some extreme radicalism that's going on, like within that family, I think is what they're beginning to find. I want to say that a judge like blocked it for now, temporarily blocked the deportation of
the
that family.
Yes.
So there, once again,
please somebody in the chat, wherever, let me know what the rationale you have for why that family should not be deported. I would really love to see it, because if it's like, well, they didn't commit the crime, they're here illegally. I will remind you, they're not only are they not citizens, they're not even here legally. They're not here with a green card, nothing. They're illegally in the country. Why should they remain in the country? Whether they're connected to this guy or not,
yeah,
that seems like almost irrelevant to the fact that they should be deported.
It's pretty telling of where we are right now. We have another one here. Scott Jennings was, once again, we talked about him earlier on another CNN roundtable with a couple of people, Jamal Simmons, Debbie Dingell. I know you're a big fan of that last name.
She's my favorite.
And, you know, Scott Jennings brought up an interesting question, right, that those two were trying to fight off the argument for. And it's a question that a lot of we here on the show have discussed. A lot of Republicans have discussed and have, you know, it's been a big reason as to why we believe that right now we have the upper hand, is because the identity of the Democratic Party is in major question right now. And that's exactly what Scott Jennings is trying to explain and prove here in this clip.
I'll defend the Democrats. They are for things. Illegal aliens. For boys and girls sports. I mean, you are for things. And that's why you have such struggles right now in your party, because you're not for anything that's on the right side of any of the 80-20 issues that are driving this cultural divide in America. I think Westmore's actually a pretty talented communicator. The other person who spoke in South Carolina, Tim Walz, is a special mixture of extreme buffoonery and a mean spirit, which is a toxic brew. He is not the future of the Democratic Party. More is interesting. Probably more interesting than some of the radicals you have out there, Crockett, AOC. I mean, those are the true leaders of your party right now, but it'd probably be better off replacing them.
That's not true, and I'm not going to even let you.
That's not true, and here's the thing.
Well, okay. I mean, I agree that the Democrat Party is in chaos right now. I think we underestimate what their potential is for next year's midterms, though.
Yeah.
I really do. These arguments get made a lot in saying that Republicans probably should hang on to the House. It's true. In theory, but theory doesn't vote, and turnout is what matters in midterm elections. And oddly, we're in a place now where the parties have shifted. We opened the segments by saying this with Harry Enten, saying the parties have shifted where the working class voter has become Republican. 20 years ago, that was not the case. Working class was like blue dog Democrat. Now that is a Republican voter, typically. Not entirely, but mostly. And who turns out for midterms? Activists. passionate and elderly people especially turn out for midterms. The average swing voter, which is a loose term, but you could apply that to working class, they don't turn out in big enough numbers in midterms or in special elections. So that's why you saw before Trump, Republicans would do really good in special elections and midterms, because you had more passionate people, you had older people that would turn out in those elections. But that has shifted now to where you see in special elections, Republicans do worse, and it's probably because of the working class shift that's happened, where you're kind of elites and you're more reliable, every vote, every election matters voters turn out more for Democrats now. So I just think we're looking at a midterm that might be kind of tough. Now, also buoy that by saying that Trump has raised a lot of money already for those midterms. And so that could change things too. He's looking at, by the time the midterms roll around, well, really by the time ad season rolls around where you're spending money, that he will have raised $1 billion.
Wow.
And here's the thing. The swing districts in the House, they're less and less than there ever used to be. Again, 20 years ago, that used to be like during the 2010 shellacking that Republicans had with Obama. That was like 80 swing votes, that your swing districts. Now that's like half. There's only about 40 swing districts now in the entire House. So even though you have 435 members in the U.S. House of Representatives, you really only have about 40 elections nationwide that decide the whole House.
One of the things that Elon Musk said in his many Twitter rants yesterday was he talked about how he was a huge reason why Donald Trump won in 2024. And I heard a comment made, I think it was on Fox Across America, saying that he wasn't referring to the amount of money donated, that Kamala Harris had put way more money into campaigning than the Republican side did. It was referring to how he was able to capture a certain, group of voters, in part of that, I think he was, a part of like those podcasting, a lot of those outlets, and being very outspoken for Trump. And I'm curious if all of this fallout now, we are super fresh. It is an open wound right now. Who knows? Maybe we look on this in a couple weeks, a couple of months, and things patch back together. And we're moving forward. Their relationship is in a better place. But I'm curious if there's going to be repercussions for Trump, for Republicans, specifically in the fallout of what Elon is now saying about Trump, about the Republican Party. That's kind of what my early immediate thought and questioning has been.
It's a good question. And I think the way that we will see, and really to me, the unfortunate thing that happened yesterday is that it moved from a budget debate into personal stuff. Yes. And that's where I was like, uh-oh, things have just gotten really nasty. They might need couples counseling now, because that stuff...
Mom and dad are fighting.
That stuff sticks. So, yeah, maybe. I don't know that there's anybody who's such a Musk sycophant that they would care that much and say, oh, well, if he's not for Trump, then I'm not. It's more of like a cultural swell. It's more the podcast stuff like you're talking about. So I don't know if that'll make an impact. But thanks for bringing those for What Did I Miss? We will take a short break and be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back when I was in the dating pool, one of the jokes that we would make, this is kind of pre-internet, was that if you went out with a girl and she said something, and the reverse could be true, it's not just like for girls, but I was a guy, so that if you went out with somebody and they said, you said, what are you really interested in? And they said, well, I really like music and I really like movies, that they were dull. Because everybody likes music and movies, you know? It's like saying, I like breathing.
I like eating.
Yeah, yeah. So if somebody said, and at the time, it was like, oh, I really like music. And then if you went one step further and they said, I really like all kinds of music. It was like, duh, that's what everybody likes now. No, nobody likes just, you know, 60s rock anymore. Everybody right. listens to everything.
Everything.
So it was like, oh, cool. Let's dig a little deeper on that.
So what was your thing, Ryan? What was the thing that you enjoyed?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know how I'd answer that
You're
question when I was in college.
You're too old to remember.
I like writing comedy. That's kind of weird, right?
You were doing that in college?
Yeah, yeah. I started doing that in high school. Started writing little things and passing them around in high school and seeing the reaction.
How did women respond to that?
Women didn't really react that well to that. They didn't know what to do with it.
Okay, all right. I would have taken the music.
But it did get me my wife because I had this notebook that I would just write this random stuff in.
That's all that matters.
Thank you for that. And I don't know how it came up. Like, obviously, I brought it somehow to a party. It was trying to get attention.
Okay.
But I don't know how we actually, like, brought it into the conversation.
Wait, you took your writing material to a party?
Oh, yeah. Now, look, it's not like the 80s party around a pool where everybody's drinking out of a solo cup. This is probably, like, at somebody's house in college, and we went over there.
Hey, what's the deal?
I might as well bring some material with me. But it's how I got my wife, I like to say, because one of the things in this notebook, every page of this notebook, mm-hmm. I was trying to fill it out with something different, and it would be like bad names for a pope, and it would just like have a list of 10 names, like Chad, you know? One of them probably would have been Bob, and then that's the current name of the pope. But I mean, he's Pope Leo, but his name was Robert. But it was just random stuff that was like, I have no place or outlet for this. I'm just going to fill up a notebook and just see if I can fill up a notebook with random stuff. And so one of them was reasons I love Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who?
He was the heartthrob on Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
In the 90s.
Okay.
And by the time I was writing this, I was in college. And so it was like the dumbest thing that a college guy could be writing in a notebook.
Right.
The reasons I love Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Is this the one you brought to your wife? I've been working on something lately.
And it only had three things. And one of them was cute. The other one was just a heart. And the third is like, signed my notebook.
What? Or something
like that. And my wife thought that was so funny.
It's a special kind of humor.
That she and I didn't really like connect at that party, but she always remembered me from that. And then later, it got us talking because of that.
That's hilarious. So you pulled this out and you said...
I think you turned your mic off.
I did? Are you sure? Or no. Did you not just turn your earbuds down?
I think I turned my headphones down. There you go.
So you at one point, you pulled this out and you said, hey, I got this, you know, funny material I've been working on. And you had the confidence in it because it said cute and had a heart sign and said, signed my notebook, that was going to work.
Or signed my poster. I thought, well, I didn't know what it was going to happen. It's just material. And
right.
I'm basically
You're
like,
testing it on people.
There's no audience for my notebook.
That's
so I might
so
as well
funny.
Bring it to this thing and see if anybody wants to get some laughs out of it.
It worked.
And it worked. We ended up dating because we started talking later based on her seeing that. Anyway, the reason I even brought that up at all is because the old, like, oh, I love movies thing is actually kind of a question now. Like, if somebody says, oh, I'm really into movies, that actually does say something about them now, because so many people don't. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You're from a different generation than me. Mm-hmm. But the generation that you're in, and maybe even younger than you, Gen Alpha, they don't really watch movies, right? They just watch social media stuff.
Yep. I think goes perfectly into this whole attention spans are just too short. Why go to a theater when you have it right in your lap, when you have it right in your pocket? I think those are a couple of huge reasons why, but my generation's attention span is just way too short to go, unless it's like a Marvel movie or something like that, you know, something they know.
Yeah,
that
those big franchises.
Work, right. But like new stuff, it feels like creators and producers and writers' backs are against the wall because they have new challenges they've never had before.
Yeah, they're just not making they're only making massive budget stuff.
Correct.
And not middle budget stuff.
Yes.
Matt Damon talked about that. He goes, look, for like 10 years, you could make a movie that you knew wasn't going to do great in theaters because it was going to do awesome on DVD.
Yes.
And now you don't really have that anymore. And I brought this story. It just says that are the recent Disney cuts a canary in the coal mine for the industry? Because Disney has just cut 7,000 people from their entertainment division, not from the theme parks and not from all that, but just from their movie making and all of the entertainment creative content world, because they just can't quite keep up. And they're trying to figure out, really, I mean, the more I watch streaming, the more I'm like, I don't know that streaming even as it is, let alone TV, but streaming as it is right now is going to survive. There might be like the big name, maybe Disney, maybe Netflix will always have a place as like the premier content.
Sure.
And maybe premiere content even starts to shift. Maybe you don't make a lot of movies anymore, and you just have a lot more 15-minute episodes of series and stuff. I could see that happening. But I just wondered what you thought about that, being from the generation that's kind of below mine, that do you see a future for movies even, really?
I think that what we just said, unless it is the massive franchises, you're going to continue to see less and less of the original
new ideas
in theaters, to where you're like, oh, that intrigues me, and actually you're going to go out and put the money up to support it.
Yeah, by the way, whenever people say, oh, I just hate, like, Hollywood has no new ideas. No, Hollywood has tons of new ideas. They can't get you to go to the theater to watch their new ideas, because they need existing brands for you to be familiar enough to really go see it. Oh, they're going to remake Beverly Hillbillies again. Well, it's because you know that's a thing and you're going to go see that. But if they make a movie about some hicks with no names, you're not interested in that. You know. So, goofy example, but interesting. Canary in the coal mine for the industry. We'll be right back. Talk about some of these supernatural stories.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.